Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. This is Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, and I'm your host, Lori Frazee. I'd like to start out the show by thanking my guests from last week. We had Dana Hillis, Daniel Waters, and Sherry Williams all with me last week, and they were the folks that shared the American Grilled experience with me there in Pensacola, so it was a lot of fun to have them all get together. Also, I'd like to thank my sponsors. I've got Sweet Smoke Q, and we're going to have Jim on here in just a little bit to talk about his big win in Team of the Year. So big thank you to him. And, you know, if you guys haven't seen that there is a new liquid concentrate beef injection, I'm sure we'll talk about it because it's been in pretty high demand, and curious to see if he still has any even available. But also like to thank Mac Daddy Smokers. And while we're talking about Mac Daddy Smokers, I was over there this weekend to help table captain at the Mac Daddy Amateur Challenge. They only have one more to go. These guys have committed to 11. One was canceled because, quite frankly, it was just beastly hot, and they were going to get an opportunity to make it up. So one did get canceled, but these guys have had a huge commitment going on there. Congratulations to Carter Q, which is the two brothers that have just done an amazing, they've really come a long way. So congratulations to them for winning this last weekend, and Tortoise Q for taking what we'll call reserved champion, second place. They will get back together next month. Anybody who's eligible to compete for the grand finale of this challenge, and they had to have competed in at least 8 of the events. And so the ones who are eligible will come back, they'll compete. They're competing for, besides bragging rights to the local boys, they're competing for the Pit Viper, the same one I have, a Mac Daddy Smoker, as well as entrance into the Flamingo contest, which is a contest over in Jacksonville that's held the weekend before Thanksgiving. So it's a pretty big prize. And for guys to do some schooling, it's really a pretty inexpensive way to do a long-term school with repetition. Good way to really learn how to put the meats together. So congratulations to everybody that competed this weekend. There was even a new team that hadn't been out before, and I think they were having fun because Andy and I were table captaining. We were watching the teams as they're bringing stuff in, and they were doing the happy dance after after their first turn-in. So we kind of got to joking. It was a pretty fun family over there. Anyway, so I don't think they'll be back because they're not eligible for the grand championship next month, but it was fun to see a new team come out. And good luck to everybody because, you know, we did have a DQ this weekend, which we hate to see. And, you know, maybe Jim and I will talk about, I'm going to make that little note, we'll talk about what happened that team got DQ'd. It really sucked. So, you know, huge thanks to Mac Daddy Smokers for not only being my sponsor, but for taking on this endeavor, because it really is a lot of commitment on everybody's part, from the teams to them there at the shop. Also, Rec-Tec pellet cookers, really looking forward. Rec-Tec's got a couple of things getting ready to come out. I can't wait till they get here. And along with my Rec-Tec pellet cooker, I have cookandpellets.com, who I get the perfect mix from, and that's exactly what it is. It's a premium quality pellet. It's the Rec-Tec is actually calibrated for it, so it's amazing how little pellets I use now. But thank you to both of them. Royal Oak, charcoal, I use both the briquettes and the lump. Really looking forward to using my briquettes in 2 weeks with Forrest Delmore's doing the Dutch oven cooking class that will be at the Fun Cook for the FBA. That's if you're involved with barbecuing and you're in the state of Florida and you want to come by and just see what goes on. It's in a great location. It's in Claremont, in Clarebrook RV Park. It's a good one to just drive by and see what's going on. I'm sure we're a little looser at that contest because it's not for points, but it's for a good time. So if you're in the area and you want to see what goes on, that might be a good contest to swing on in and check it out. So I'm kind of anxious to see how my briquettes do with the Dutch oven class that Forrest Delmore will be giving at the Fun Cook. And I think there's like 15 people taking the class, and then the next day we're going to have our own little competition. So, you know, I guess in this world of competition cooking, we'll compete against anything. So I keep wanting FBA to do margaritas and Bloody Marys, but they haven't taken me up on it. I also like to thank Pirate 50, Custom Artwork and Trophies. If you are on Facebook and you go to any, if you go within 3 out of 10 teams probably have one of his signs. So you could probably just check around, but you can always go to my page and look up my sign or go to his, Pirate 50, Custom Artwork and Trophies. He has a page on Facebook. He does a really good job. He's an artist. And, you know, people think mine's kind of weird because I have this little pig, and on one of my logos she's riding a horse, and on the other logo she's sitting on a barn, and on my Pirate 50 sign, she's on a mahi, which is a dolphin fish. For those in Florida and maybe Louisiana, you guys know what I'm talking about, but it's not a flipper fish. They're blue and green and yellow, and they're just an amazing-looking fish, and Dale does such a great job with it that when he was talking to me about my sign, I knew I had to weasel in there a dolphin somehow. So my little pig's riding a dolphin on on my sign. Anyway, also, I've got a new sponsor, huntspoint.com. It's your competition meat man, and you can get a hold of Johnny Love and on Facebook, as well as check them out on huntspoint.com, and you can see just about everything there is for your competition meat needs. I'd like to... This past weekend was Panama City. It's a small contest, so you really have to be on the ball for signing up. And if you weren't, then you didn't get to go. So I'll be anxious to hear how fun it was from Jim, but I'd like to congratulate B&T. They took grand champion, and, you know, Bill has been down, B&T Barbecue. It's a husband and wife team. The Tanners up in that area, he's been down from, I think he's had a shoulder surgery and, I don't know, something else, something with his leg. I mean, the poor man has been put back together a couple times this year. And so you don't keep somebody down like that. He kept showing up and judging. I think that just helps your mind get wrapped around the timing. And, you know, comes back out after, let's see, because he was in Live Oak. He was judging in Live Oak when I was up there, so he wasn't competing yet, and he's back on the circuit and took grand championship. So congratulations to him. And again, Carter Q and Torter. See, I'm mixing Tortoise and Carter together, so we'll have Cardis and Torter. The two Qs, Tortoise and Carter from the Mac Daddy Challenge. And we've got Jim, I can see, he just called in, so let's go right to him. What's it going, Jim?
What's the word, Kurt?
I was going to say that, but I was trying to clean up my act. congratulations. You have to be relieved.
Yeah, it was like 1,000 pounds or more off my shoulders. I mean, it was, you know, going into the last few contests, it was mine to lose. You know, I had a good lead, and it was just, and, you know, it was still, you know, still mathematically could have, you know, come up and beat me again.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was, you know, yeah, it's a big relief. One of my my bucket list things to do when I first started into this, we call this the sport of barbecue, you know, to go for the team of the year in the FBA, which takes a lot of time, a lot of dedication, a lot of passion. It consumes you. It really does.
Well, I think, too, after some point, that's when it consumes you, because you and Dana and Matt, oh, yeah, we're going to go, maybe not, we won't worry about it. And then after two contests, I think it was after Edgewater, and Dana wasn't at Edgewater, right?
No, Matt wasn't at Edgewater.
Okay, so I knew one of the boys wasn't there. Oh, yeah, because I got a bottle of wine. That Dana, he helped me with a bottle of wine at Edgewater. So one of the boys doesn't show up, and then suddenly you get the bug again.
Yeah, I think you talk to any of us that, you know, even last year, you know, I didn't go into it, you know, going to chase this thing. You know, you just never know. Because, you know, to chase it, you have to cook pretty much most of the contest, and you know, it's $800 to $1,000 a contest just to even pull in there. So it's not a cheap thing to do. And then with all your time, I think, you know, just reflecting back on, you know, this year and even last year, I think I didn't have any free time to myself. I mean, I put every bit of free time into this. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like,
you can hear me okay, right?
Beeping and stuff on my phone, and, you know, I'm like messaging.
Oh, yeah, it's not me, it's you. Someone must be calling you.
It just takes all the free time you have. I mean, it's just like, it's you can't imagine. I mean, you really can't until you actually do it.
I was going to say, I can imagine it, because just doing the contest I did. But, you know, here's the funny thing, and, you know, I've had you on and we've talked about it. You get 2 weeks off, and I know you've been super busy building drums, and now you're starting your cube, and I don't know what you're going to call it yet. But you know, Leon said, when's your next contest? You know, because I'm kind of like walking around just lighting smokers up because I'm jonesing so much. And he goes, well, when are you competing again? And I'm like, not for two more weeks. And it seems like forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the feeling. And I'm not competing this weekend because I procrastinated. There's a KCS one up in Amelia Island, up north of Jacksonville. And you know, right now, as you know, I got home from Panama City Beach on, you know, late Sunday afternoon. I'm like, I'm wore out. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not competing. But right now, it's Tuesday night. You know, I'm usually trim my chicken. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? You know?
Well, that's probably a nice little break for you, because I'm guessing you're going to catch up. But let's talk just a little bit about Panama City, because, you know, I've seen some posts, but how is the weather and everything for you guys up there?
It was hot as exclamation point, whatever you want to say. It was hot. The weather was real good. You know, we were like a stone throw from the the golf. It was a nice beautiful location. This first year contest, you know, they did it. They did a pretty good job. We couldn't roll until like Friday morning. So me and Matt Barber, I left my trailer up there, and he left his rig up there. So we went up on Thursday night. So me and Matt went up there, and we hung out at Boogaloo's in South Tallahassee. So we got up there, you know, we watched the football game, and once we got up there, and we headed out on Saturday or Friday morning, and we got there, they capped it off at 20 teams, because first year contest, they want to make sure that they did it right. They had some learning curves. You know, we rolled in there, didn't have power. I had to steal, you know, power from Matt. So I had power, because I was like roasting, and I'm like, I can, you know, I was in there trimming my pork butts, and it just was, I was about had it, and I'm like, I need power, so I went and stole some power from Matt, which, you know, he let me.
So, and I'm sure, you know, the whole time he's giving you grief, like, if I don't let you, yeah, I could win, you know.
Yeah. So, first year contest, you know, there's always bumps and hurdles that, you know, the organizers,
yeah,
they don't realize what they're getting into. But all in all, it was a good contest. The location was just like an awesome place. You know, we had, you know, right there by on the beach there pretty much, and then a lot of restaurants and bars and, you know, shopping right there. So I'm hoping, you know, next year, you know, they learned what their, you know, their flaws were, and I think it'll be a very good contest. Hopefully they can allow more teams in there. But all in all, we had a good weekend.
Well, did you eventually get power, or was it just a power issue to start with, like so many of the contests?
Well, it was where they had the non-vendors, you know, most of us, there were some vendors, they had power there. We were in another, you know, kind of in another lot area, and they only had power ran down one way. And I think it was the city. They didn't want to run a power across the little road where we were coming in. They didn't want to run over it. So they were waiting for everybody to get in there. And they didn't get power down my side until probably 5 o'clock on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes for a long day, doesn't it?
And then my side we had water, and the other side didn't have water. You know, they had their string, you know, 100. So.
Oh no.
You know, it's a learning curve, but
it
like,
is
hey,
a learning
it,
curve.
You know, the you go to a first year contest, you kind of expect those kind of things. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make it any easier, but you do expect it. So let's talk about so how is the beef injection going? I'm guessing you're sold out, but and on another batch by now.
The first batch I was sold out. You know, we did a smaller batch just for Matt to, you know, get it going. And, you know, it's not like you just throw a bunch of stuff in a kettle and heat it up and bottle
it.
There's a process. So he made a smaller batch, and you know, when I announced, I said, Matt, okay, I'm going to announce that we need to get this out here, and he's like, okay, we're going to do this. And that's when I said it was like July 31st, whatever that date was. I was, you know, and when I put that out there, it was like swamped. I mean, it was. I was pretty much sold out like right away.
Yeah, I figured you were.
And then I just got my second, you know, second batch in, and it's gone pretty well. And I've been talking with people on Facebook about, you know, they're having troubles with brisket scores, you know. I've been helping them out, just saying what I'm mixing it with. It's going very well.
Yeah. Well, I know that everybody was really waiting for it. I mean, it's such a great product, and it makes your life so much easier than, you know, I don't even need a blender anymore. So it's very, very exciting that you've got that
out
there.
Yeah, and it even makes my life easier because I was making it here at home. Now I just open a bottle and, you know, and dump it in. So I'm liking it even more.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. So let's talk about your cube or your box. Well, I don't know what you're going to call it. I want to refer to it as a juice box. But, you know, how is that going and what are you looking at?
Right now, you know, we got the prototype being built, and me and Garrett, my son, you know, he, you know, I want to give, you know, a shout out to, you know, Garrett. This kid, you know, 17 years old, he, you know, he's out, you know, in the shop welding and doing stuff, and it's like, you know, for the last couple of weeks, I've been, you know, focusing on other things, and I haven't really had time to go there and work on that smoker, but we went over there last night, and he just started school, and Garrett, he's working three jobs this summer. He's working, you know, with Matt with his bottling stuff. He's working with his buddy doing landscaping and mowing, and he's working for me. So
this kid
at 17 years old has not had a day off of work this whole summer. So I want to, you know, a huge shout out to, you know, Garrett. He just, you know, a wonderful kid, and he loves to do this kind of stuff. He's a hard worker, and, you know, he's getting ready to build, he built a bunch of drums, and we sold out, and he's getting ready to build more, and, you know, with this new smoker, you know, I'm going to keep this kid busy, and he's loving it.
You do have a lot to be proud of. I mean, he's a great kid. I've gotten to know him on different levels, whether it was, you know, cooking with you guys together. But, you know, he's helped me over at my campsite before. And you really do have a good kid, so you have a lot to be proud of in him. And I genuinely mean that because he really is good. So when do you think you'll have a prototype out there to...
I would like to have it tomorrow. Like all my products, I'm going to make sure that I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking, you know, Ingrid's been talking about the design, and I've had this designed up for, you know, about a year and a half, and just haven't had the time to, you know, to get it into production or even to build the first prototype. So we're talking about, you know, different things and, you know, little tweaks what we want to do, and I'm hoping that, you know, the first one we build here is going to be, you know, phenomenal, that I don't have to tweak it a little bit. But I know with doing other products, you have to tweak a little bit. And what I would like to do, you know, first of the year, hopefully get it out there and on the market. And I would like to build, you know, a few, you know, get in the next month, cook on it. And then I want to build one or a couple more to... And I'm going to send out to Vegas, so when I go out there for a couple contests and out in Vegas,
right.
It'll be out there. That's the plan. You know, will it go as scheduled? I don't know. So we'll see. You know, I don't want to put anything out there that I'm not happy with.
No, well, I think we've figured that from you already. It's just, you know, I know you like to always have your time frames figured out too. Now, your school went great. Everybody gave it rave reviews, but you have another school coming up, right?
Yeah, I have a backyard, just a backyard class in Venice, and I think it's September 6th, the weekend after Labor Day.
Yeah, after the fun trip.
And if anybody out there, you know, wants to take it, you know, I'm going to be teaching, you know, what I'm doing in competition, but it's geared towards, you know, the backyard cook. And it's filling up very fast. With winning the team of the year and social media stuff and people are asking, even not the backyard class, but when am I going to do another professional class? I've had so many. I mean, just in the last week, I'm like, and I'm trying to figure it out when I can fit this in, and it's probably not going to be till next year. I don't know if I can be able to fit it in December, but, you know, there's a lot of responses, you know, in the guys that have taken it. Good example. All the people that have taken it was just amazed of the knowledge that I give them or taught them. You know, I didn't teach them, this is what I do. I taught them why I do things. Why this happens, why I do this, not just saying, here's my program, because I can go out there and tell you how I do this thing, but you still have to go out and cook and do that. I want to teach you why I do these kind of things.
A little better understanding that way.
Yeah, and I think everybody that took the class came up to me and says, you know, wow, I did not expect to get this much information. Not saying, you know, I'm getting all the secrets, but why you do things. And we had a couple problems with the cook, and I even told them that I wanted to have some problems because I can show you how to overcome those problems.
Sure.
And we did have a few problems, and, you know, they all worked out fairly well. I tell them that not to panic, and, you know, these are things that you see when you're out competing. Everything doesn't, you know, everything, you know, and, you know, people's competing, there's very few times that things go perfect.
Oh, really?
I've had a few that went everything perfect, but you know, not very often.
Yeah, and your recoup time usually, you know, it's not like you have a ton of time, but you know the stuff well enough. And if somebody's new, that's what takes them a little while to get through. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, everybody's been raving about it. I know that they're happy. A couple of people I've talked to that they took the class. Let's, while we're talking about the class and everything, one of the things that happened this weekend at the Mac Daddy Cook was I was table captaining there. And one of the teams, and they've been doing very, very well, but they use chopped rib meat in the bottom of the pan, in the bottom of their box.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, it sucked because they had a very good rib. And, you know, this is what happens when people think they hear the rules and it's a newer team and they've listened to it every time and they're not going to listen to it because, and I think, was it Blazing Sevens that got a DQ because their rib had fallen off the bone underneath?
Yeah, and yes, in Venice this year.
Okay, that's what I thought.
There was, well, the thing with the FDA, and this is what, you know, this is how, it happened in Venice, and if they can find out where that, if a piece falls off in the box, and if they can find out where that fell off at, you know, it, in my understanding, they would not DQ it. But if you actually intentionally put, you know, pull it off the bone and put it under there, you know, they're going to DQ you for that. And I didn't know that.
I thought it was the way that they had talked, because that's what we were talking about in the judges. The way that they had talked Blazing Sevens is that it fell off, and that's why they got DQ'd.
And I don't know. I mean, but I've heard, I think, you know, and I could be totally wrong here. I think I heard from Wendy Wolf saying that if they can find, you know, where it fell off at, you know, it's not going to be.
They wouldn't mark
you. I was there, you know, when Blazing Sevens was DQ for that, but I didn't know exactly the extent of what happened.
Oh, okay.
And maybe they didn't understand, you know, the rules completely.
Yeah, and again, a new team, and they may have actually put a piece of rib meat underneath it to prop something
just
up.
To prop it up, yes.
Yep, and not thinking anything about the fact there was no bone in it because maybe they didn't need that extra height. So, it just sucks. I mean, we were talking about DQs and somebody goes, well, what else does somebody get DQ'd for? We were talking about, I don't know if you remember the guys that were next to me at Edgewater that got DQ'd for the bristle on the paintbrush. And
mm-hmm.
we were just talking about that. And they go, oh, that'll never happen. We'd see it. And damned if they didn't leave one in the stroke of their sauce on the ribs. And they got DQ'd in ribs.
Yeah.
For the
And that's what happened this weekend in Panama City Beach. Pig in and pig out. They had a little hair in the brisket.
Oh, really?
So you never know, and you have to, when I build a box, I actually scan over and make sure because you never know what's going to fall in there. Whether it's if you're wiping up with a paper towel, a little piece of paper, you know, fuzz from that paper towel, you just never know.
Well, we had one then, and I used your example where, you know, you had said one time that they mentioned you have to be careful about the sizes of spices. And we had somebody that, it looked like, you know, they could have sneezed or done whatever, but there was one little flake of parsley. But do you know how that really stands out when it's in the box? And I never thought about it. Now
that happened to me this year. I don't really remember. I think it was Edgewater contest. The rep came up and says, we thought it was a piece of foil on your ribs, but we determined it was a piece of
like thyme.
A spice of something that wasn't ground finely. So yeah, you have to watch out with that. And if they can't identify that that's a spice, then, you know, it's a foreign object.
Yeah, that's very gray. I mean, this obviously, the little piece of parsley didn't belong, but, you know, it was funny how it stood out, though. You know, it's like one of those games on a video thing. What doesn't belong here? But I know your situation, that's within a rub, and sometimes we all have a little bit of, I think of thyme is usually the piece that's a little bit bigger than it should be.
Yeah, I have a rub that are some bigger, you know, pieces of different, of seasonings on there. So they brought that to my attention. I kind of pay attention to that.
Yeah, yeah. So what else do you have coming up here in the close distant future? I know we've got Fun Cook, and you win a big banner, and you win probably some entries, but what else do you have coming up?
Yeah, I win that big check, you know, so I can go buy my private island.
Yeah.
I have a weekend off this weekend. I'm a procrastinator when it comes to contests because I'm doing them all the time, so I don't know, and I think we've talked before, Mike. There's times where I call the organizers, did I pay you? You know, I don't know if I should put my entry fee in. Sometimes I need a secretary. But I missed the cutoff. I missed the deadline for the Amelia Island, the KCBS contest up in north of Jacksonville this weekend. And I've always wanted to do that, and I've just always been busy this time of year with other things. And we were up there for the non-sanctioned up there in whatever month that was, June.
Great location.
Just right on the beach. I've always wanted to do that, and I just missed it again. I was on the waiting list, but then again, I'm glad. But then again, about Friday or Saturday, I'm going to be wanting to be, competing. But it gives me a chance to, I need to – And, I got the this weekend off, and then the next week we got the Fun Cook, which is a laid-back thing. But I was telling some other people, I'm like, I go into that kind of thing. I know it's laid-back, but I'm going in it to win. I'm not going to go. I've always been saying, well, I'm going to change everything. I'm trying to see if I can do something different, but I'm not going to do that. I'm a competitor. I want to go in and try to win it. So,
well, don't worry. I will have apple pie moonshine for you, and I am bringing a moonshine Jello shot, so we'll be good to go on
perfect.
Friday night.
And then it's kind of laid back because there's no points, it's no pressure. After that, I got a weekend off, but I'm going to head to Venice on the next weekend to do that backyard class.
Yeah, that'll be
sounds
great.
Like it's gonna be a huge turnout right now, and then I'm gonna head out to New Mexico.
Well, oh yeah, and I'm really excited about that. And I wish we don't have any more time, but we should talk about that coming up because I'm super glad you're gonna be out there. I'm gonna do the steak cook-off and help with they have a special queue going on out there, so that's what I'll be helping with. But anyway, I'll look forward to seeing you out there, but I'll see you next week. Anything you want to leave us with tonight? Do you have any special going on that we should know about?
Yeah, I've got a few more minutes because I really want to thank, like I said, I want to thank, my son Garrett. He's just been a trooper, behind the scenes. He doesn't show up at the contest like he used to, but that kid is just, just amazing. I couldn't ask for any better, kid helping me out because I can ask him to do whatever. Go do this, he does it. Tim and Chad Hughes, those guys, behind the scenes, those guys helped me out so much. And they're gonna cook their first contest in the Fun Cook. So watch out for these guys because there's two things, they've cooked with me, they know my program, but they're not cooking all the same thing that I'm doing. They're judges, so they see what they're was being turned in, and they're not using everything that I'm using. So watch out for those guys. Those guys have helped me tremendously throughout the year, to get me where I'm at. You know, great guys that I've met, you know, years ago, just, you know, on a whim. And, you know, I can't thank them enough for what, you know, how, you know, what they've helped me, you know, throughout this year and, you know, and last year.
Yeah.
I want to thank my sponsors, you know, Just Grilling, you know, Doug Driscoll, you know, over there. He's just been so supportive and, you know, just gives me whatever I need. You know, great, you know, great company over there. The Barbecue Times, you know, Audrey and, you know, her crew over there, you know, help, you know, promote my product. I want to thank them for what they do for me. Big Papa's Country Kitchen, you know, he's been real instrumental in where I'm at today. You know, he's, I met him like my second or third contest, didn't know who he was, was next to him, and he's helped me out a lot. I use his products. And Matt Barber, Hot Lachulas, you know, can't say enough for that guy. You know, he's one of the, you know, he's out there working as hard as me, if not harder. He makes our product. I use his, you know, he supports me with, you know, with his sauces. He has some great stuff. So, you know, I wouldn't be here without, you know, some support of, you know, those guys. You know, they help me, you know. I'm pretty blessed of, you know, where if you would ask me, you know, 2-3 years ago if I was at this point, I would have said you're crazy. So.
Well, you've
and
had a
lastly,
couple of good years running here, buddy, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, and it is. And, you know, there's times I'd like to slow down, but I don't think that's in my blood.
Well, congratulations.
So, what's that?
Go ahead.
Lastly, I'd like to, you know, give all your listeners out there, you know, I want to give, you know, a 20% discount off of all my stuff on my website. You know, if you haven't tried the beef juice, here's an opportunity, you know, get it in, because there is a lot of teams that are purchasing it, and there's a lot of teams out there that has been doing very well with it, you know, before. You know, we sent it out to different teams, and you know, you used it. And
oh, yeah.
And it's been a huge hit, so... Like I said, if you want to try it, here's an opportunity, 20% off. If you use the code GODDESS this whole week until probably, I'll put it on until like next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
And
all right, perfect.
Next Tuesday.
All right.
So,
all right, Jim.
And then also, I know I'm like Gavin, but also I'm probably, and I haven't thought about this, I'd like to give another drum away somehow. So looking... Somehow I'm going to just give a lucky somebody another drum, and I just want to help people out. So
well,
look for on my Facebook, and I'm going to probably announce something here real soon how to win something.
Okay, and then hopefully we can do a drawing like we did the last time. That would be great.
Yep.
Yep.
We'll do
Jim,
that.
Thank you. Thank you for being on. Congratulations, and thanks for being one of my sponsors.
Thanks, Lori.
All right, I'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, that's Jim Elzer, and he is this year's FBA Team of the Year, a good buddy. And just like I said, check him out on Facebook, either Jim Elzer or Sweet Smoke, the letter Q. And we're going right to our next guest. Brooke, are you there?
I am. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. I think we David on the line too, aren't we?
Well, he's I don't know if that's David Holding, but David's coming on a little after you, so we could get you both to have some private time.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I don't know. We were just in a fierce competition together, so we we could continue the barbecue smack talk. You know, it's a friendly but fierce competition. American Grilled was.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I always lean to Melissa Cookston. One time wrote on there that barbecuers don't smack talk; it's bad karma, and that's always stuck in my head. So. When you didn't give him the cream, I mean, really, were you scared at that point?
No. You know, when we say smack talk in the barbecue world, we don't truly mean it in a negative in a negative way. You know, the barbecue family, and that's what's so wonderful about the barbecue world, is the camaraderie that is in this world is so amazing. You know, we all compete, and we love it, and we want to win, and we have that drive to win. But at the very end of the day, we're all friends. We help each other out. We learn from each other. And, you know, we have barbecue mentors out there that are, you know, that are just amazing, amazing friends and family members. So that's, I mean, that's what I love about the barbecue world in general is that, you know, if you do get a little smack talk, it's really, truly all out of just the love of barbecue. At the end of the day, you're hugging each other and congratulating your friends. And if you don't win and your friends do, you know what? That's
it's
great,
so good.
And that's good. And you cheer them on. Yeah,
exactly. Well, and just because we started right into talking, for those of you who don't realize, I've got Brooke Orson Lewis on the line, and she is one of the co-owners of The Shed. And unless you've been under a rock for the last several years, I'm sure you've heard of her and her family. And we are chatting a little bit about your American Grill experience, but you know, you guys, you're the reigning champions right now in Whole Hog, aren't you, for Memphis in May?
Not this year. We were the reigning champions in 2013.
2013. Okay.
Yeah. Melissa took it back this year, and she totally deserved it. And so we're hoping to take it back next year in 2015. And this year we took fifth place in Whole Hog and Memphis in May. But 2013, that was a great year. You know, you work every year and you try to learn from other people and educate yourself. And it seems every time you throw a piece of protein in the smoker or even on the grill, you know, if you're wanting to get fast and fiery, you know, you learn and you tweak and you play. And that's the great part about it is there's so much versatility in barbecue.
Absolutely. Now, I started looking at your website, and, you know, you guys have, like, this huge list of all these awards, but you've won some interesting awards in there. You guys were the number one bar in Mississippi?
Yeah, that was one of our most interesting awards just because we are a, what we quote, is a family food drinkery. We're a barbecue joint that serves beer. We're really not a bar that serves barbecue, you know, and when we were awarded that, we were definitely honored, and it was great, but we're really, you know, our main focus is barbecue, but, you know, there's nothing paired better in the South than a cold beer with your ribs.
Yeah. Now, you've won marketing awards, you've won a SCOVI, you've won Fido's award. What was that, the Fido award?
We have. The SCOVI Awards are held each year in Albuquerque, and it's really the basis of that. They have marketing entries, and, you know, Mama Shed, Brad and I's mom, is our marketing guru, and she's absolutely amazing. Don't know what we would do without her. And there were some innovative things that we've come up with and she's come up with marketing, and she took a few awards there with some different, whether it was a print ad, Innovation Award with the Robo Hog, and so a paint can that we actually were trying to get on the retail market that we were going to have our sauce in and to come with a baster. But there's a lot of it's interesting. You know, it's very difficult though when we entered into the retail world. We realized that there's certain formats that you know financially are more achievable and easier to get break into that retail world if you have a bottle that's not per se way outside of the box. So we had to tone that down a little bit. If anybody knows The Shed, you know, we love to be outside the box. But the SCOVIs is really based on heat. There are barbecue sauces that, like ourselves, that entered into the SCOVI Awards, but it's really the Scoville unit of the pepper and the heat in the sauces that that took a lot more awards just because that's really the basis of that particular event. And we had a really, really good time at it and learned a lot. But it was fun. I'm glad you dug through that. Thank you. We try to put our awards out there people.
Yeah, you. I mean, I was like really surprised because I didn't realize that they did as much recognition in the marketing aspect of it. And, you know, we actually have had different people on, and you guys are amazing branders. I mean, you guys have done a great job. I'm a shed hopper. I have my little pin that I am happy to have. And, you know, people who collect those kinds of pins and get your update, I'm sure anybody that listens to this in the next week will go, I need to find out about that shed hopper pin because it's really cute. And it's something that puts your name in front of people. You guys are, you know, you're branding geniuses over there. So
thank you. You know, we believe in what we do, and I think you can have fun. And I don't mean to sound repetitive because everybody in the world says you got to have fun with your job, and that's the ultimate goal. But we really, with the world of barbecue, our entire family is involved, and we're very passionate about that. And you know, we typically wear shed attire every day, and we say that we're shameless self-promoters, but when you're an entrepreneur, and especially in today's world, a restaurateur, it's hard to get your brand out there.
Yep.
So,
you
know, that's
need to be
really
doing
what
it.
We work for. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I know that you guys have several marinades and spreads and sauces, but are you guys, are you into the retail market yet on a bigger scale?
We are. That has been our main focus and drive in the last 2 years is breaking into that retail world. And we have four sauces. We tried to hit our regions. So we have our original Sweet Southern that the Shed started on, and then a spicy version of that. That's your tomato base. And we also incorporated a mustard-based sauce and a vinegar-based sauce. And then we have three marinades, one that's tailored to poultry, another that's tailored to, you know, your hog in it all, which you've got to have, you know, pig is king. And and then one that we call Beef Blaster, and that's kind of, you know, more tailored to the flavor profiles that you would want to use, you know, on beef. They're good on other things. I love our Fowl Play, which is our poultry marinade on vegetables and fish. Mm-hmm. But breaking into the retail world, we quickly realized that it's a completely different beast than the restaurant industry. We're currently on about 7,000 shelves nationwide, and we have really reached out in the last couple of years to our fellow barbecue mentors, Mark Lambert with Sweet Swine of Mine, who's on the market, Denny Mike, who's on the market, of course, the one and only Sweet Baby Ray, and you know, we all pick each other's brain, and we try to learn from each other's lessons and help support each other along the way. So it's been interesting and fun with
and
the retail side of the world.
Yeah, and that's kind of your dad's baby, isn't it? Isn't that what he's sauced out man?
Absolutely. Daddy-O, affectionately called Daddy-O, he is our saucerer. And you know, he tried to retire, and Brad and I said, no. And so he said, well, you know, I love to play with different recipes and flavor profiles. And so he really got into the sauce world of the Shed. And now it's become a full-time job. And we did reformulate. One thing we were really excited about is before we went into the retail world, we completely reformulated our sauce. So all four sauces and three marinades are all natural, and they're also gluten-free. So we tried to break those barriers because, you know, gluten has become an allergen. It's also become, you know, some people that aren't necessarily allergic to it still or may not have celiac disease still have, they may incorporate no gluten in their diet. And it's really, we thought at first in our initial research that, you know, maybe this is a trend. But I don't believe it is. We believe it's something that's going to continue to be strong, and people are more aware of the benefits of being gluten-free. I personally eat a lot of gluten, but when we decided to go onto the retail shelves and to really reach through the masses and get into some specialty stores, Whole Foods and Fresh Market, we needed to break that barrier, and we're glad that we did, and it's really helped on the retail side of the world. We're currently working on our non-GMO stamp. And
good.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we. And
another
still
big buzzword
great.
That yet people are paying attention to it, and it's silly not to look at that. So, again, you know, trends that aren't necessarily just trending that are going to be around permanently. So, yeah, that's really great. Now, you guys have three restaurants, right?
We have two locations. We have a location in Gulfport, Mississippi, and we also have the original shed in Ocean Springs. And the Gulfport shed, we do not own, and the owners are fantastic, and they really use the shed's brand and recipes and really overall concept the same way that Brad and our family that we do at the original shed. And so those are the two locations, and you'll find that they're both uniquely different, but you'll get the same Southern hospitality and the same quality food at both locations.
Yeah, that's great. So when we were, let's talk a little bit more about American Grill now. You were the runner up this year, and of the ingredients that you got in the New Orleans episode, what challenged you the most?
I think. Well, you know, each challenge got harder and harder,
right.
And really, I think what threw me off the most was the final round, which is supposed to be harder, and what I did, and you know, David, he deserved to win that hands down. He put out an amazing product. And I think what I did differently is I focused too much on what in the world am I going to do with hoghead cheese and crackling on the grill. And I believe what, and when you speak with them, ask them. And I believe what David did is what I should have done. And he said, you know what, I'm a barbecue guy, I know hog, so I'm going to focus on this wild boar. And I'm going to make it the way it should be. I'm going to make it, you know, legit, cooked to perfection with a great sauce. And then I'll figure out what I'm going to do with the hoghead cheese and the cracklings later. And it, you know, came through, and he won, and I'm so, so happy for him. We had such a great time, such a great time. And he deserved it, you know, and people still to this day even privately go, man, what do you think about that final round? I'm like, you know what? I can't lie. He deserved it. He took it. You know, I got carried away with hoghead cheese and cracklings, and I didn't focus on what I knew, and that was the hog, and I should have focused on that and worried about the others later. So, well, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't change anything.
And because you can't even second guess it. I mean, it's a time thing. It's what's going through your head at the time. You know, you guys did have a situation with rain. Did that affect your temperatures at all?
It didn't really affect the temperatures too much. You know, we had your typical, you know, South Louisiana afternoon storms, and it didn't really affect it too much. And I think that was mainly because we were doing, you know, we were grilling. We were fast and fiery on the grill. If this had been a challenge where we were slow and low, doing the long cooks, I think the rain would have definitely, you know, paid a large tribute to the temperatures of the smokers. But with this, you know, we were using charcoal and we were using gas. We're cooking quick. We're on the last round. You know, we had 50 minutes to incorporate all of those ingredients, the main protein being the wild boar. And so it was a pretty quick cook. It didn't affect the temperatures too much.
Well, you know, we battled wind, and it did affect it. I mean, we never got to temperature. But, you know, when they said you could bring one thing, I think if I could do that, just that last section all over again, I wish I would have had one of my welding blankets.
Absolutely, to block them. Yes. Absolutely. Now, your challenge was in Pensacola, and you were on the beach, correct?
Yeah, yeah, and it was blowing
out.
It looked like you guys had the little market. Were you guys right at the market in New Orleans?
We were. We were right there in the classic and world-renowned French Market.
Yeah,
and it was great. People were shopping all around us as we were competing and running in the rain. And we were the only ones that weren't undercover. We had our umbrellas, but the French Market where it sets up is undercover.
Oh,
and so they continued to shop, and we ran around in the rain and and had a good time.
Well, it certainly looked like a good time. Now, do you have any, you guys had your run of the show on Food Network, which I don't think there was anybody that watched it that didn't enjoy it. Do you have anything coming up in the television world besides what you just finished in American Grill that you can tell us about?
We don't have a second season on Food Network, but we are still continuing to film and shoot different things. Brad and I actually just got done filming a little challenge, and it doesn't have anything to do with food, but it wraps around to the history of the Shed. And for those of you who haven't read our story, you can catch it at thesheddbbq.com. But the Shed was built out of Brad's dumpster diving, what I passionately say today, junk. And also it was built out of the community's treasures, license tags and old tacky chandeliers, you know, from your grandma's attic. But he really loves, Brad really loves to go to the yard sales and go picking. And so we just filmed, or just shot a show at one of the world's longest yard sales in Kentucky. And that's going to air on HGTV in October.
That's about
all I can tell you. Yeah,
okay.
You have to stay tuned to the website and see the Shed Facebook page, and we'll let you know exactly what day. But it was a lot of fun. It was Brad and I, brother and sister team, and it really put us back to our roots of when we were building the Shed and digging through all of Brad's dumpster diving and yard sale treasures. So it was a good time, even though it wasn't a food-based challenge.
Yeah. Now, if I remember right, when did the Shed burn to the ground? When was that?
The Shed caught fire February 12th of 2012 at 2:32 in the morning.
2:32. I didn't think you'd be able to tell me that exactly, but no, I figured
you never forget that second.
Yeah,
that's one thing. You know, we in the barbecue world, we love fire until it's that kind of fire. And that's one phone call that no one in our family will ever forget.
No, I'm sure.
And I would not wish that upon anybody in this world. But I'll tell you what, our community, the barbecue world, everybody came out. They all helped us and brought mobile units and fellow restaurateurs here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We have a bit of resilience from Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane George and, you know, over the years. And we also, you know, we hold each other's hand pretty tightly. And when it came out on the news that the Shed had caught fire, within hours, we had fellow restaurateurs on the Mississippi Gulf Coast bringing us their smokers and their mobile units. And we have our festival carts, and we started cooking. But we just instantly, it was like Mother Nature. We knew we couldn't sell it at that moment in time, but the Shed was still smoldering, and we were feeding people.
Yeah. That's amazing. And it is amazing how the people come out. You know, we've got barbecue, Operation Barbecue Relief.
What a wonderful program. I love Operation Barbecue Relief.
Me too. And you know, being from Florida, you being where you're at, we know the importance of it probably more than anybody else can begin to realize. So it's nice to know that if we're needed, that we have an avenue to help. And while
absolutely.
We're talking about your venue, because I don't want to, David's, I'm guessing that's David on the line, but I want to make sure I give you a chance to chat about your Blues Fest that's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll keep it quick. I know David wants to talk, and I love it. But I do want to say this. If anybody goes back and you watch our episode of American Grilled, you will see that throughout our cook, I have an Operation Barbecue Relief red bracelet on. And I'm throwing myself under the bus officially to Travel Channel because we were asked
not
to wear
to do that.
Yeah, we were asked not to wear anything branded. And it's just really hard to take that OBR bracelet off. And so I thought, you know, it's just a bracelet. I'm gonna use it on the show. I'm gonna wear it on the show. And if anybody says anything, utmost respect, I'll immediately take it off. And no one said anything. And I've had a couple of people reach out and say, "I saw that OBR bracelet," and they just put a smile on my face. But we do have our Blues Festival coming up. It's the Shed's 11th annual Blues Festival. We have six bands. It's free to the public. It's our way of giving back to the community. And 2 years ago, we decided to incorporate a barbecue competition. We wanted an excuse for our barbecue family and friends from across the nation to come and get fed at the Shed and visit the family. So we decided to start this competition. Last year, it was licensed. And this year it is officially sanctioned KCBS. So we just ask that everybody go to the Kansas City Barbecue Society website and sign up. It's October 11th. And come compete and have fun with us. We're going to do the four main categories, and it's going to be a great time. So we really want to see our barbecue friends come on down to South Mississippi.
So it's the 11th annual, and it's on October 11th. So that's fortuitous that probably all good things will happen during that time. Now, I'm going to go here, and I don't know if this is – I don't know which numbers. David's, for some reason, I forget, but I've got two people on here. One may be a question to you, and one may be David. So let me go to this first caller here.
All
okay?
Right.
Okay. Caller, the 985 number. Is this David?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so
hey,
if you'll just hang 1 second, awesome. Let me see if this person has a question for Brooke, and then we'll come back to you guys, okay?
Okay.
Caller 586, did you have a question for Brooke?
Well, I got a question for both of you.
Oh, is this
all right.
Mad Hunky Meat?
It is indeed.
Okay, so Brooke, you listening, Matt? This is Rich from Mad Hunky Meat. I know the voice. So, what do you got for Brooke?
Well, I don't know. Where did Brooke end up? I know you ended up with the second chance thing. How did that go? I don't know. And Brooke, did you win? Are you in?
You know, I don't know about the second chance. I know that we were encouraging people to go to the Travel Channel website and American Grilled and vote.
I voted for Lori.
Back,
sorry. But
I
guess
no,
I could
that's
vote for
fine.
You too.
Hey, you can't go wrong voting for the Barn Goddess Barbecue, for sure.
Brooke was runner-up. And so she's in the second chance. We have an opportunity, both of us, to be in the next season. And so, yeah, I guess we are competing against each other. It's a vote thing, and you can go back each week and vote again. So I encourage you to do that because I would love to
Thank
be
you.
On there again.
Thank you, Ms. Lori.
Okay, carry on.
I just wanted to wonder what was going on.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Okay, so
have a
let
good
me
evening.
Go back here. Okay, you too, Rich.
You too.
Okay, let's go back here. David, how are you? We won't hang up with Brooke just yet.
No, please don't hang up with Brooke, because we got some smack talking to talk.
I love you, David.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, I love you, girl. I miss you, too, by the way.
I miss you, too.
See, Miss Laura, you see, she wouldn't let me have that heavy whipping cream, but they didn't show that part. If you saw that blackening season on her table, I heard some of me and I said, "Oh no! Grab one of my bowls. Go ahead, dump you some of it in it." But I still love it. That's okay.
Here's the thing, and I don't think anybody thought you were being total bitchy over this because
no.
You know, I know that you're totally fun, but when it comes down to it, it is $10,000, and it is a competition.
Yep.
Well, you know. I'll tell you the truth, if I had enough to share, I was planning on using the whole thing with the kicker. And you know, David, with his cooking skills, you know, I just immediately go to the heavy whipping cream, and then he knew how to, and he's like, all right, well, I believe you used sour cream to thicken yours.
Yep.
Sour cream.
And cream cheese.
Whole milk.
Yeah, and whole milk, okay. And it worked out for him. And then, you know, if I had stuff left over that I didn't think I was going to use, I definitely would have given it to you. You know, it was all in love. But again, it was for 10 grand. You won it, and David, you damn well deserved it.
Well, I was just lucky that day, that's all. On any given Sunday. But all again tomorrow, and I would be the first one gone. I was just fortunate enough that cards fell in my favor, but I will say this, it's thanks goodness to my wife that I knew how to do that with the other three ingredients, because she forgot the heavy whipping cream many a days when I was making sauces.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, Brooke, listen, thank you so much for being with us. Is there anything that you want to leave us with as you go out tonight?
You know, everybody in the barbecue world, have a great night. Keep the smoke rolling. And thank you, Miss Lori, for having me on here. It was a great time. David, again, sincerely, you deserved it. And congratulations.
Thank you. It was an honor to be with you. I told you that. If I had to pick out of the four of us who had been together, I'd want to get beat or whooped down by you, if anybody.
All right. There you go. David, I hope to see you October 11th at the Shed Barbecue Competition.
We will be there.
Fantastic.
I got another 180 in ribs there, hopefully.
Fantastic. So I'll see you October 11th at the Shed, 11th Annual Barbecue and Blues Festival and Barbecue Competition. Miss Lori, thank you. You guys chat away, and good night, everybody.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Dick Lewis with the Shed right there in Louisiana. So, David, we have David Morrow with us. David is Blue Bloods Barbecue. He's been with us before, and he is the most recent winner of American Grilled, and that's really what we were going to chat about, but we also have a lot of other stuff to talk about. So congratulations. I'm sure that you're thrilled.
Yeah, like I said, it was kind of surreal because, I'm not cocky by no means, and I was just fortunate enough that my food was good enough to win that day, because I can guarantee you, I know Mike's a chef, and I know Sherman's a good cook, and I know what kind of cook and what kind of Rolodex event of recipes Miss Brooks got in the back of her head. You know, so, I mean, you know, it was just, you know, that time, it was my time, evidently, is all I can say.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
well,
it,
you know,
it was
as,
blast.
I was looking at this, and, you know, I guess I haven't talked to you since we saw each other in Evans, right?
No.
Yeah, so as I was looking for today, and, you know, I've had you on, I guess you've been on three times or so, and I finally got to meet you in person. I went back and I watched your barbecue pitmaster audition tape.
Yeah.
I get a chuckle out of those, and Celeste is hilarious in that, where she's just standing there. And then all of a sudden, it was like I thought she was going to break out and go, yo, yo, if you don't think I know, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You guys were very cute. But it also told me that you've applied for a reality competition show before. And I guess I didn't really know that you had. What kind of led you down that path, David?
Well, you know, I mean, our first love is barbecue competition. You know, that's what we want to be known for if we're lucky enough or fortunate enough in the future, you know. And it was there, and everybody was applying, and we were like, okay, we'll do it. And, of course, we really didn't know what to say or how to do and, you know, whatever. But, you know, we're still going to do it next year. Of course, Celeste doesn't want to do it with me. So Derek, the other sergeant that cooks with me periodically, we grew up together. Hopefully we'll have a chance maybe next year to get on it. And we kind of know what to do as far as being a little goofy or like we were basically on Grill Masters, just having a good time and smack talking and just doing and then, of course, showing some good food. You know, because I'm going to lie, for the first one, and anybody knows me, if they look at my face on that first round with the oysters,
they know I was serious, that I really thought I was gone and was almost in tears. And then when I was given the second chance somehow and I made it through and I said I'd show that I deserved to be there, you know, I just, you know, I was, you know, I said to myself, okay, nerves gone, you know what's there. And, of course, you know that on the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't get nervous doing what I do for a living and doing. I was shaking so bad and about to throw up like I was, you know, brand new first date ever or something. It was just wild.
Well, you just actually dumped too much sugar in there. But that was...
And that was nerves. Basically, I was trying to sprinkle a little bit and the whole thing went bloop and I went, what are you doing?
Oh, and now the Sazerac rye, you know, that's not something I'm familiar with. I don't know that drink as a New Orleans drink.
Yeah, they put it in a lot of mixed drinks and stuff with a twist of lemon or lime and all that in, but it's the strong stuff.
Yeah. So you made it through the first round. You know, Mike basically, you know, he had his issues, so he was gone the first round, and then you and Sherman and Brooke onto the second round. Were you – it didn't really seem like any of you guys were stumped with the crawdads. I mean, you all knew what to do with them. You've eaten a million of them. It was more of the okra on the grill that seemed to be the biggest problem.
And to be honest with you, whether it turned out good or it didn't, like I said, the second round and, you know, of course, the third, it was almost like a light switch flipped. The nerves were gone. It was like, okay, you made it here, you're here. Get down to business. Do what you're supposed to do. End of it. And honestly, I, of course, when we're standing there, you know, and you're talking before, they're doing the little takes between, and you're like, what are you supposed to do with that? Of course, I did when Brooke asked me, what are we going to do with that? I said, I ain't got a clue. I knew exactly what I was doing as soon as I saw it. Now, tomorrow, if we did it again and it was different ingredients, I allowed it to be good to do. But for whatever reasons, when I looked at it, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, what I wanted to make. And, you know, I was fortunate enough that it turned out like I wanted, so.
Right, right. Yeah, the head cheese, I mean, unless you are somebody who really enjoys head cheese, the only thing you could do is use it for, you know, like a baconing flavor or something like you did with it because...
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I can't stand it, so it would have to be...
Well, I will tell you this. They got that from Cleveland, especially me, marketing in New Orleans. And my personal opinion, the book would tell you this. It was so good. It was some of the best hog head cheese I've ever had in my life. It was rich.
Really?
It was creamy. It wasn't gelatinous, and it had a little bit of green onion flavor. And
oh.
It was almost, didn't even mix it down. I'm not eating it just plain or a little bit warmed up on crackers, honestly.
Yeah, well, the one gal, I just lost her name. Your one judge, she was saying that it was like the best head cheese in existence from where it was from. So it's nice to always have good product. Yeah, it's nice to have good product. Of anything, was there something that you felt like tripped you up? Because you did a beautiful job on the boar.
I hate to say this, but no, for whatever reasons, like I said, and it's just this time, it was like the first and second round when I saw it, I knew exactly what I wanted to do with it.
Yeah.
And like I said, we can do it tomorrow again, and I allow it to just be completely with that dumb headlight, doing the headlight look. I don't know why, and I'm not going to knock it, and I'm going to say it was just my lucky time that it was in my favor, the stars, the moons, the planets, whatever. But now when I saw it, I knew exactly what I wanted to do with each thing for some reason. And, you know, the hardest thing was basically, as you know that, you got 1,500 things going at one time.
Yeah.
To line them up in the right order. And I think where I really did get caught was maybe at the end because I know my dishes had great flavor and they were good and I felt that they were Louisiana, but the plating could have been a little bit prettier.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, you know, I think that's where I lost it. But I was kind of like this when they asked, why didn't you? I said, well, I looked at it this way. If I'm going to get dinged on appearance one point, I'd rather get the taste and tenderness down when they go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
When they do put it down. So
yeah,
I guess that's what I kind of focused on more than anything.
Well, you know, I know you love to cook, and we did chat a little bit about this when we were in Evans. But one of the things you made in Evans for our little potluck gathering that we had there was those grilled scallions. And I got to tell you, I'm not a grilled scallion girl, or so I didn't think, but those were amazing. I mean, I love asparagus on the grill, and I do grilled onions all the time, you know, because, but those grilled scallions you did, everybody was just scarfing those down. And I know it was something simple.
Yeah, I mean, they actually get really sweet. They don't taste like they do raw or even cooked down in like a gumbo.
Yeah, not at all.
Gumbly or something like that. They get sweet. You just cut the tips off here and there on each end, and then you just put some olive oil. And we use the Big Papa's jalapeno garlic on it. Sprinkle that on there or whatever, salt and pepper, whatever you want. Throw them on the grill, and you do them till they're tender. Take them off, wrap them. Let them rest for about 10, 15 minutes, and they just get soft and sweet.
Yeah, they really steam up beautifully. And, you know, like I said, it's not, and that was a good analogy, it isn't like when you put it into a stew or a gumbo. It has a totally different flavor, and those were really good. Now, I forget, what else did you make that night? You made something else that was good.
I did the grilled asparagus. We did do corn on cob, too. We did the corn wrapped with with cheese, and of course, that's actually what I did on the show a couple times. You peel your corn and you spread a mayonnaise base over it, roll it in, Parmesan cheese or whatever type of cheese, a little cayenne or whatever season, wrap it up in aluminum foil and then grill it off till you get the little brown marks, and it just melts and does to it, and you can either cut it off the corn off and eat it or just eat it right off of there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't remember what you had. Now, you were just coming back from a contest, didn't I see today you were looking to be beamed into your hometown?
We came back from this past weekend. We took, that's a good question, where was I just went down. Fulton, Mississippi. Stand by your grill. That's actually where we, our first pro competition. We ever cooked pro, and that was our 3-year anniversary, so. And we came in sixth overall with 65 teams, and there were some really, really good teams, of course. We think we had a better cook than what we had, but sometimes the judges don't agree. But we were still lucky enough to at least get a call-in chicken and at least to come in sixth overall. So
yeah.
You take it and you'd be happy sometimes.
Yep, absolutely. Now, what do you guys have coming up?
Actually, in 2 weeks, we'll be on Hogan on Lake Lanier, and Derek will be coming with me because his better half finally gave permission to leave the house.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm actually at their house right now talking on the phone. That's what they're both giving me, looking at me. He's like, you just threw me under the bus.
Yeah.
Because we're actually police sergeants, so we're actually in a supervisory school right now over in Gonzales, close to where he lives now, and
okay.
Of course, I had to cook for my room and board the last 2 nights, which I enjoyed that anyhow.
Yeah, I know you do. Now I know you've been with the police department for quite a while. When are you due to retire?
Oh, not for a long time. And if it's left up to my wife, I'll probably be Ironside in a wheelchair. I've got 16 years, and I think Derek has 15. I'm sure he's going to probably do 30 or 33. So, I mean, I still have probably 15, 18 more years to go, I hate to say it.
Oh.
So I'm like halfway.
Oh, I thought you were farther along than that for some reason.
I wish.
Yeah, I bet you do.
But no, I have 16, unfortunately.
Yeah. And what do you have as far as cooks coming up?
We have Hogan on Lake Lanier in Gainesville, Georgia. Then the very next weekend, we have our South Haven, Mississippi, the Sam's Regionals. Hopefully we'll come in top 10 there so we can move on to Nationals.
Yeah.
And then I have to have a surgery on my knee coming up the next week. So I'll be out for a few weeks, and then we'll cook hopefully either Sam's Nationals at the end of the month or Vidalia, Louisiana. And then from there, we'll leave and go straight to the American Royal. And then, of course, we'll either cook Miss Brooks contest, hopefully, and from there, you know, luckily enough, if we got to pull for the jack, if not, we'll be cooking somewhere else.
Well, how many draws are you going to have?
We have 3 right now.
Do you
one
really?
Didn't
okay.
count because it was only 23 games. So
We had the first cook of the year down here. We had 25 teams lined up. And literally, the team came, and they didn't cook. They came to do another event that was there, and they didn't cook, mm-hmm. so they pulled it, which just sucks. You hate that when somebody had a chance to get a draw on that. So you guys aren't doing anything crazy like you did last year, or are you going on, you were doing two contests in one weekend? Because you guys are really
animal. Next time we do that again, we'll be to the American Royal. And that's when you cook your Saturday and Sunday because you're already in the same spot. But that takes a lot out of you. We did two other contests like that this summer when we was on vacation. The first weekend, and then a couple weeks later we did a second one.
Well, you guys were all over the place, though, for your vacation, right?
Yes, ma'am. We went all over the place. We went all the way into Arkansas, to Missouri, to Nebraska, to Iowa, back to Ohio, and then from Ohio to Virginia back to Louisiana.
And you only cooked two of those weekends? I'm kind of surprised because I thought you cooked
more. No, we cooked seven. We were going 5 weeks, and we cooked seven contests.
Okay. That's more like what I thought I was thinking about. Yeah, that's an amazing trip. You had your own little barbecue crawl of sorts, and it's nice to be able to get that time away.
Yeah, it was a blast this year. I mean, we got to go. We got out of our normal routine and went from North Carolina. We went into Missouri, so we did a lot of things. And that's what me and my wife said, you know. We met some great people, and, of course, some of the northern teams we're friends with, and Miss Sharon and Mr. Don Smokers Wild that are like, you know, mama and adopted mom and daddy to us as well. They
right.
took us all around Kansas City because they don't live far. And, of course, we got lost going up to Iowa, going to see the bridges of Madison County, all of us, and just laughed and cut up so bad it was just unreal. Because we made a pact that we were going to lie and say we found that last bridge, even if we didn't.
Oh. So you did, though, right?
Yes, we actually did wind up finding it. We was on the, as they say, wrong side of the tracks. We was on the wrong side of the river. But we somehow found it. And, of course, went up and aggravated my big brother, adopted brother, Darren, with Ida Smokey D's. I went up there and raided his restaurant, which if you ever get a chance to get
nice.
There, go. Darren has, it's not just barbecue, his regular food, all the sides and the desserts are just to die for. I mean, it's excellent food just all around, even if you don't like barbecue.
Well, it's fun to be able to get out like that, and it sure looked like you guys had a great trip. I didn't realize you were gone 5 weeks. That's that's a great trip. Yeah.
And then we finished in Virginia with Tommy Houston, Checkered Pig. That's like an adopted brother to me. And, of course, when our truck was acting up, we had to buy a new one. It was due to him that we got the Sun deal that we got. Not a brother-in-law deal, a Sun deal from the Ford place there, which I couldn't speak highly enough of Tommy. You know, he's a great person. If you ever need Tommy's there, he will bend over backwards to help you.
Wow. I think we find that all over in our little community, don't we?
Yes.
Now, David, have you been to Vegas? Have you competed out there yet?
No, ma'am, we haven't, and I wouldn't mind going one time. But the first year we actually qualified for it, it was impossible for us to get off and be able to get that far to cook it and get back home and you know, not being able to take off more days. And then the second time we qualified, it was for the dessert category, but I wasn't about to go get whooped by a bunch of pastry chefs.
What did you make?
We make a white chocolate bread pudding, and we made the Blueberry Festival in Unicoi, Tennessee. We made a white chocolate bread pudding with a white chocolate sauce with cooked down blueberries, and that were drizzled over the top.
Oh, nice. Did you cook a dessert contest when we were in Evans?
No, I didn't do dessert in Evans.
I'll tell you what, I could not get over how many entries that contest had. They just had, and I don't even know how many they had for steak, because they really had a lot of people participating in those extra events.
Yeah, Evans is a great contest. Any other cooks out there that are listening, if you ever get a chance, you want to hear some of the best bluegrass music, even if you don't like it, I promise you, your foot will start bouncing and twitching.
Yeah.
And you know that from the music. It's just outstanding. and they put on a great contest, and I don't know where they got that grass from, but it's like carpet under your feet.
Yeah, it is, but boy, it was hot.
It was a little warm.
Yeah, it was a little warm. It was real warm. Well, David, congratulations. I'm looking at my little notes because I wanted to make sure that I covered everything I needed to cover with you. Obviously, you'd do it again, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd love to do it again. It was a great experience, and like I said, you know, the people I met and production crew and all them that was there and the director and stuff, they were great people. They made it fun.
Absolutely. And Sherman and Mike, they seem to do a great job. I haven't reached out to either one of them. I figured I'd get them in the future just to do some follow-up to see how they're doing and what they're doing as far as barbecue world.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, tell Celeste, hey, how's the new puppy doing?
He is chewing up and eating everything. And then when she tries to discipline him, he growls and bites at her and comes jumps in my arms. So he's a pretty good puppy to me.
You know, that's not good, David.
he's at that puppy stage.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a cutie. And he seemed to be a pretty good traveler for you guys.
He's 3 months old, and he looks like he's about 6 months. And he gets on that center console, and that is where he sits, and that is his spot, and don't you move him because he ain't going. And he'll lay down and sleep there and just sit there and just looks around, and that's his spot.
Yeah. When they get used to traveling, it's fun to travel. I always traveled with a cattle dog, and I've been thinking about taking her back out with me. But, you know, it's been a while, and now that I got air conditioner, she'd be just stuck in the trailer with the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, listen, great to chat with you and see what else you're doing. Look forward to seeing you out and about, and, you know, congratulations. This was a great feather in your cap.
Well, thank you a lot, and as always, it's always an honor and a pleasure for you to ask me to talk, because you know I love to talk.
I know you love to talk, and I sure love to have you on, David. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
That's David Barrow with Blue Bloods Barbecue, he and his wife Celeste. And, you know, I forgot to ask him if he's going to share his raspberry barbecue sauce, because that's a sauce that he has formulated using other fruits, and I knew about that. Anyway, folks, once again, want to thank my sponsors, Sweet Smoke Q. We got update with Jim there, winning team of the year. And don't forget, you can go on his website, sweetsmoketheletterq.com. And from now until next Tuesday, get 20% off of things on his website. A great time to try the pork or the beef injection, let alone anything else there. But if you're thinking about injections in the competition world, it's a concentrate, and it makes your life a lot easier. So great time to check that out with 20% off till next Tuesday. I'd like to thank my other sponsors, Mac Daddy Smokers out of Middleburg, Florida, Rectech Pellet Cookers. And if I'm at a cook and you stop by, don't hesitate to come on by and check out whether it's the Mac Daddy, the Rectech, or I've got one of Jim's drums, which I cook my ribs on. Please feel free to come by. If there's meat in it, we may not open it then, but you're sure welcome to come right back, and you know, we'll take it apart if you want to look at it. It's fine with me, and I'm happy to do it for the sponsors who treat me so well. So Rectech Pellet Cookers, like I said, I'm looking forward. They've got a couple of new cookers coming out, and I thought we were going to see them this month, so maybe yet there will be an announcement. Royal Oak Charcoal, both the briquettes and the lump, if you haven't tried it, check it out. It's long-burning and has good BTUs. Pirate 50, custom artwork and trophies. And let me tell you, if probably in another year, Dale will have just about everybody on the circuit with signs, because you go to a contest now, it's amazing how many people have one of the Pirate 50 signs. And HuntsPoint.com, definitely a meat supplier for the competition world. So with that, I will be back with you next Tuesday. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Good luck to everybody in the Fernandina Beach area. KCBS is coming to Florida next weekend. And for my FBA buddies, we'll see you in 2 weeks at the Fun Cook. Otherwise, stay safe this weekend, keep on smoking, and I will be back with you next Tuesday. Good night, folks.